This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. I love my Sleep Number bed. I think sleep's very important to all of us. Sometimes we don't pay it enough attention, but if you sleep better, your life is just better. Like, sleep is the first step in a healthier life. And for me, I wake up at 3 a.m. So I may have different uses for my bed than you do, but it's the time of year where you may be tempted to go get a bed and use the same old mattress store and look for the same old bed. I would say don't do that. I would say that let me tell you about Sleep Number. It lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. There's a Sleep Number. So if you're a couple, boom. Me, I have a Sleep Number just for me. You know, I'm a 30. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside tracks your sleep, gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep and how sleeping can affect your life. My setting's 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. There's never been a better time to visit a Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses, $599.99. 500 Sleep Number stores around the nation. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Tell them you heard it here.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Let me say a very good morning, studio.
Morning.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. Do you get road rage, Amy?
Not really. It has to really take me there. I must already be frustrated with my day.
Okay, so you'll get it if you're at the tipping point anyway.
Yeah, I'm already either hormonal or something crazy's going on, and then I get frustrated. But other than that, no. I'm more like waving and mad at people to get mad at me. No, not mad, but I try to encourage them to be nice. Yeah, I don't get mad. My husband has road rage, though. Legit. He can be having the best day ever, and if you cut him off on the road or you do something that doesn't make sense to him on the highway, he's going to make sure you know about it, including me.
What does he do?
Oh, my goodness. He honks.
Yeah.
He yells. He's, like, just very, just nothing. It's one of his pet peeves. Like, it's his thing. And I've told him he needs to work on it. It's embarrassing.
The
honking.
Like, his face gets red and he just starts banging his horn?
Yeah. I mean, he's not a loose cannon. He's not out of control, but he has road rage. Like, it's an issue. You can tell that he gets irritated by irresponsible drivers, and he makes sure that everyone's going to know about it.
First of all, I think at times we're all irresponsible drivers.
Agree.
And so when someone does something to me, I'm always like, ooh.
Extend grace.
You know, not even that. It's like, you know how many times I've done something to someone else and maybe not known it, or they've been like, we're good.
Okay.
I don't have road rage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I'll honk, but I always give the buddy honk and not the angry honk. Angry honk, buddy honk.
Okay. That's my husband.
There's a difference. Yeah. The buddy honks, you know, because sometimes people buddy honk me if I'm sitting at a red light and I'm looking at my phone. I don't text and drive. I don't tweet and drive. But if I'm in a red light or even a stop sign, sometimes I'll do it and I'll look at my rear view and make sure there's nobody behind me.
Buddy honk.
Yeah, somebody go, maybe. Lunchbox, are you a road? You seem like you'd be a road rage guy.
I can get angry on the road sometimes. You know, if someone cuts me off or they're not paying attention, they're looking at their phone, I'll honk and I'll throw my hands up. Like, eyes up. Eyes up, folks.
Wow.
And in all fairness to Amy, she doesn't get road rage. People get road rage at her.
Well, she said that.
That's what I'm saying.
She gets mad at people that get mad at her, though. Like, the logic isn't there, but...
I try not to get mad. I get mad that they're not extending me grace.
Who do you think has more road rage, guys or girls?
Guys.
Girls. Because girls don't realize they're making mistakes.
Okay, but that's not them having a road rage.
And then they get mad at the other drivers when they're the ones in the wrong.
Gotcha.
So basically, you're just pointing at Amy here.
Nah, just in general, I think women are worse drivers.
Men by barely, when asked. Men are more aggressive.
I agree.
But just barely. Like, women are up there, too. But it's too, you know what? Too close to call right now. The margin of error is there.
True.
If they're, yeah. So Amy gets mad at people who get mad at her because she can't drive. Lunchbox gets mad at bad drivers.
Sometimes it's good to give them the bird.
You give the buddy
honk. Stop. And I don't care. Just don't hit me. Because there are times where I pull out in the middle and I'm just trapped and cars can't get through because I'm sitting there in the middle. You know what I mean? Like
an intersection?
Yes. And I'm out there and I'm just like, I am so sorry. And those are the moments in my head where I'm like, I'm not going to get mad when someone does this because right now I'm the biggest idiot on the road. I'm looking at 100 cars around me. You know who the biggest idiot right now is?
You.
Me. That happens all the time.
Do you roll down your window and like wave like I'm sorry?
No, I just stare at my steering wheel until the light turns green. I don't even look up. I don't even let people know that I know because I'm just like, oh no. It's like I squeeze my abs and probably hurt my hemorrhoid a bit because I'm just like, ugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's start the show. Thanks for hanging.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray in airline news. Harrison Ford's plane had a close call with a Boeing 737 at a California airport. Luckily, everyone is okay. Authorities are investigating. In other news, California officials have lifted the evacuation order for tens of thousands of people threatened by that damaged dam. Officials said residents should remain prepared in case the situation changes. And finally, congrats to Kate Upton. It was announced she'll be the 2017 Sports Illustrated cover girl again for their swimsuit edition.
Big Three.
News stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
ICU to a pilot, right? And there's nothing good about having a flight diverted and spending time at the airport. But when you have to spend the night at the airport, that stinks. So a pilot flies in, last one of the night, sees all these people hanging out. They've been rerouted. All the restaurants in the airport were closed. And so a pilot from a different airline ordered pizzas for everybody and was like, hey, this is the least I can do.
Wow, that's awesome. Totally different airline?
Yep.
That's cool.
Paid for all their meals because none of the restaurants were open. So we had pizza delivered to the airport, and they all got pizza.
Huh. Thoughtful.
Right, for no reason, too.
Yeah.
So I see you to this pilot. He's Air Canada pilot. Yeah.
Shout out.
I see you. Man, let me tell you something about Canadians. They're awesome. You know, I'm just going to put that in there. I do enjoy me a good Canadian. I see you.
That was I See You.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm struggling a bit today.
Why?
Just anytime there's a holiday on a weeknight or I have to go out past, I don't know, 4:30.
P.M.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Amy and I were sitting in the other room before the show cutting commercials, and I was like, man, I'm struggling. Because we had Valentine's dinner last night, but Lindsay and I went to Waffle House, and it was a lot of fun.
It looked
but
like it.
It's just waking up. You know, waking up is hard to do. Should be a song.
Yeah.
Waking up is hard to do.
I feel like somebody's done that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm
like
thinking of breaking up.
Like the same people that sing the Postman, please. Mm-hmm.
Well, we went, and Waffle House was a madhouse last night. And it was all our listeners.
Wow, that's awesome.
And so it was, you know, we got there, and they took reservations, but they didn't really use them. You still had to wait in line, even though you had a reservation. I think the reservation was a hoax.
Well, maybe they're just not used to the whole reservation
thing. But they don't have them.
Okay.
They just don't have them. Because we got there, and we had a great time, and... Oh, it was my favorite, too, because we got in, we sat down, they brought the food, and we got out. I mean, the whole dinner took 35 minutes, probably.
Wait, so were you really out that late?
Yeah, because first of all, it took us like 45 minutes extra to get in.
Okay.
And Anyway,
I know
it was. We had still a good night on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. You can see some pictures.
Bobby looks so cute.
And oh yeah,
you wore a top hat.
She was like, "What are you wearing?" I think she loves effort.
Yes, that's cute.
And I had a bow tie and a top hat and a cane. Dude, I was like the Monopoly man. I was the Monopoly. It was awesome. I'll tell you more later.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
It's time for your Wednesday morning piece of positivity. Time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Oh, I like it when teachers motivate. I like it when teachers inspire. A Texas elementary school teacher, Cindy Matthews, believes it is very important to start the day off right. So she dresses up each morning in a silly costume to greet her students with a smile.
Aw.
So she spends about an hour outside of Branson Elementary School where she's working out as a special needs teacher. And she wears goofy outfits while singing and dancing and saying hello to all the kids.
That's awesome.
That's it, just to make their days brighter.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Amy, give me something good.
Well, there's a veteran who dropped out of high school to fight in World War II that finally got his diploma 73 years later.
I love old people graduating stories.
Yeah, in the 1940s, you know, he didn't have an easy way to school anyways. He had to walk a mile from his home. Anyway, he enlisted in the Army and then had to go to war at 17 before he graduated. And then he recently reconnected with an old classmate who said, you know, veterans can go back and get their diplomas.
That's
so
cool.
At 90 years old, he did. 73 years later.
Good for him. That's awesome. Yeah. Lunchbox.
Heather Hall is a babysitter of two young girls. She's driving down the road, and all of a sudden, flames start shooting out of the engine. She pulls over. They spread throughout the car. She jumps out.
Wow.
Is able to pull one of the girls out of the back seat, and a good Samaritan comes and grabs the other girl before the car goes up in flames.
It's crazy that cars are catching on fire. Like, that shouldn't happen to cars anymore.
I don't know. I don't know why. Just she was driving, flames out the hood.
Man. And shout out to the Good Samaritan. Any name on that one?
No, Heather Hall is the babysitter that grabbed the one girl, and it just says Good Samaritan.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Wayne Keaton.
I figured there'd be a name if you looked hard enough. Hey, Wayne Keaton.
Shout out, Wayne. There you go.
Lunchbox about to jip you on getting some name recognition here. All right, I see you. Tell me something good. All that good stuff there.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, y'all.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, coming back in a minute, Craig Campbell's going to come in.
Yeah.
And he's been in pretty recent. You're like, why is Craig Campbell coming in again?
Yeah.
Well, one, because I like him. And I like this song.
When I die, I want to live on the outskirts of heaven.
But that's not the real reason.
Okay, then why?
Because I called him last night late. Because it's a late night for me, and I figure most normal people are up at 9:30.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that's late for me, 9:30.
Super late.
Yeah. So I said, hey, dude, because he was on Facebook with his daughter, who has come in to sing with them before. And they were singing that Taylor Swift song, I Don't Want to Live Forever, with Zayn.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, you and Presley should come sing that on the show if you want before she goes to school. And he's like, all right, what time? You tell us to be there. And I was like, well, I don't know if she's going to be at school, so whenever. So in an hour and a half
okay.
or so. But here's some of it. It was on Facebook.
What's up, everybody? Happy Valentine's Day from me and...
Presley.
Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
I don't want to give you too much of it, but...
Down these four walls hoping you'll call. It's just a cruel existence, like it's no point hoping at all. Baby, baby, I feel crazy. Up all night, and every day. Give me something, oh, but you say nothing. What is happening to me? I don't want to live forever. Cause I know I'll be living in vain. And I don't want to fit wherever. I just want to keep calling your name till you come back home. Whoa.
So they're going to come in.
Oh, I can't wait.
And play this later.
Oh, oh, until you come back home. Whoa. Oh, oh, oh.
Just want to keep calling.
Oh, oh, until you come back home.
I'm sitting eyes wide open. I don't want to.
I'll give you more.
Oh, man. I want to hear her.
I know. She'll be in later.
Okay.
They're going to do it live. And so I text him, and he was like, I'm in. He's like, dude, she's excited. Because she's been in before. Yeah. But she was much, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Kids
yeah.
grow so fast,
they
though.
Do.
And she's saying Let It Go from Frozen. And so she'll be back. About Craig Campbell anymore. It's about Presley. Like, well, Presley's yeah. coming in with her dad. Just letting you know, it's the Presley Campbell show.
I know. I was like, Craig, quit singing. Let her sing.
Yeah. Lord, when I die, there's that. I want to live on the outskirts of heaven. Harrison Ford, this guy flies these private planes, and like, yeah. one, he was like flying like an 1800 plane once, almost crashed it.
Well, a biplane, right?
Yeah, whatever. He's, first of all, rich and old. Not a good combination, right? When you're out flying planes.
Sure.
He piloted his plane into a passenger airliner at LA Airport. Like, he almost hit a...
Well, nearly, yeah.
Yeah, he almost hit a plane.
Yeah. Okay. That's a busy airspace, you know, though.
Okay, so. Don't be flying in busy airspaces if you can't handle flying in busy airspaces. It's like going, you know what, but I was on the interstate. Okay, but don't get on the interstate!
Uh-huh.
You want a fun fact? Who wants a fun fact?
But me!
Did you know Clint Eastwood was in an airplane crash once into the ocean? And he had to swim 3 miles with a floating device.
What?
Oh, yeah. But he did it?
Yeah. No. There's a fake Clint Eastwood at roaming the streets. No. Yes.
Well, isn't he like sort of, you know, one of those?
He's manly.
You know, yeah.
I don't know what you're doing with your arms. Like a big.
I don't know. Like super. Like, does he have a superhero character or something?
Wait. No. Clint Eastwood?
Dirty Harry?
No. It's like a Western.
Okay.
Anyway, he crashed into the water and then he had to swim 3 miles to safety after the plane crashed.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 Wasn't he Superman? No.
I thought he was.
No,
sorry.
No,
The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Carrie Underwood is taking a little bit of a break from the music world over the next few months. She wants to be a wife, a mom, and watch her husband, Mike Fisher, play tons of hockey. And I guess she plans on going to as many games as possible. And don't expect her to be on her best behavior. At least it says here that sometimes she really gets after the refs if she's got something to yell about.
Okay.
She says, she's like, yeah, get him. She says,
oh,
she,
no.
She, goes,
she doesn't say, yeah, get him.
She goes,
oh, no.
If I'm there, I'm yelling at the refs. So Zach Brown Band is putting the brakes on the Southern Ground Music Festival this year.
Wow.
An announcement on the festival's website says that they need time to focus on their new album, Welcome Home.
Wow, that's surprising. It was going to be in Charleston, South Carolina, right?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
It says it'll come back in 2018, though. We'll see. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Slidell, Louisiana. A 56-year-old man broke into a house, stole some electronics, firearms, some jewelry, got away scot-free. Only problem is, when he broke in, he was wearing his ankle monitoring device. And so his probation officer was able to put him at the scene of the crime.
Oh, no, because you can't cut it off to go rob.
Right.
Then it was a cut, then, you know, you just shouldn't rob with an ankle device on.
It's a bad idea.
Wow.
Or at least block the GPS somehow. I don't know.
No, just don't rob. But still, wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on. The Bobby Bones Show.
Think about this. Like, I have a dog. I posted an Instagram of my dog this morning. He just completely laid out because he had a rough night. It stormed, so he was just miserable. So he's sleeping finally because it stopped. And he's laid out. But I have a dog, and he just lays and chills and sits around the house. My dog weighs 32 pounds. This couple in Texas, they have a buffalo. It's 2,500 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
It lives in their house.
What?
He has his own room. He loves to watch action movies, by the way. And he was the best man at their wedding.
Okay.
They call him Wild Thing. Yeah, Ronnie and Sharon Bridges have it.
That's pretty peculiar.
Yeah, they had a herd of 52 buffalo like 13 years ago, and this is the one they kept. And so he just chills.
And like if he's in the house and he needs to go to the bathroom, he'll go to the door.
If he's in the what?
If he's in the house.
He goes into your house.
Yeah, and if he's in the house and needs to go to the bathroom, then he won't use the bathroom in the house. He knows that everything I do is for him. I never do anything that's against him. It's always for his protection or for his happiness. He's an exceptional buffalo.
Oh, now, I love it.
I love it too, but let's not go crazy when the buffalo goes buffalo and goes wild and somebody gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And if he ends up attacking something, let's not put him down. Let's put down the old, you know, the people who trapped the buffalo.
Golly, their house like huge or what?
He's
trying to picture a buffalo walking down the hallway in my house. It wouldn't fit.
Yeah, mine either.
Like, what?
You're right about that.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Take your hands and you don't. It's like popping them together.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the waffle kind where you take your fingers and you interlock them.
Yeah.
So what do you do with your husband?
I think I'm a waffler. I would say mostly. I'm sure I do a little bit of both, but mostly waffle.
I only waffle.
Oh,
sometimes that's my nickname around the house, the waffler.
Well, that means that you're totally into your significant other.
Is that what it means?
Yeah. If waffling, okay, so if you're, say you're on a first or second date, it's your first time to hold hands with someone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't waffle that early. You're right.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying if they waffle, the quicker they waffle, the more they're into you. That's what I read.
And I always use protection when I waffle.
Cool.
Gloves.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hand sanitizer, gloves. Yeah. Like, you busted it all out.
Lunchbox, what do you and your wife do?
Pancake.
You do pancake. You have to.
Pancake.
Wow.
I had to check, but yeah, we pancake.
And you think it's because of less love or what?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with less love. It's just more comfortable.
I'm just kidding. I don't think there's less
love. No, I understand. I'm just saying. But then, and we don't really hold hands that much because your hands get sweaty. And it's kind of like...
I feel like it gets sweatier pancaking, though, than it does waffling. Because waffling, you can allow air in the middle of your palms.
Oh,
true.
Maybe.
Switch style up, dude.
I'll try that. Because, yeah, we get a little sweaty, and I'm like, all right, gross, get your hand off me.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Last night was Valentine's Day, and so... Now, I surprised my girlfriend. At first, I'm not going to tell you what I got her yet until I get clearance from her. I don't know if she wants me sharing.
Oh, okay.
But what I did, I'm an effort guy, and I was like, it's not about money. So, first of all, we went to a place we both love, Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I went and got me a top hat and a cane and a bow tie and went black pants and white shirt and like really did it up. And I kind of tricked her a bit. I was like, she's like, what are you wearing? I was like, I just button up. And I was hoping that I would just show up and she'd kind of be underdressed and I'd be like way over the top dressed.
No, but she had on a dress.
Yeah, she was looking super pretty, and I was like, "Oh man!" But it was good. So we went to, but you know what? We went to Waffle House. Everybody was dressed up. It was awesome.
Well, yeah.
And so
I think that's part of the whole. That's what makes it more fun.
It's all on my Snapchat too, Bobby Bones Show. And so there were a lot of listeners there that heard me talk about it, and so people were coming in. And I was like signing books, like
really.
I'm telling you, there were so many awesome listeners there. One of them brought a gift, and it's a red shirt, and it says, "I miss my girlfriend" on it. They had it made. I said, do you get it? I miss my girlfriend.
I don't know. You had to explain it to me.
What?
Oh,
we talked about it
like three times.
How he doesn't? Well, he didn't tell her that he missed her.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
I thought it was coming from the listener, not you.
It's an inside joke that everybody knows.
Thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome, Bones.
Sorry.
Like, did you get it the first time I said it?
Well, yeah, okay. I got it.
Okay. Right. Well, y'all are in sync.
Are we? Bye, bye, bye. I just want to tell you that I had enough. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye.
Eddie, yeah, do you not know this song?
We're in sync.
Yeah, we know all of our songs. It's going to be me. Oh, yeah. Me.
That's not what I meant by in sync.
Oh.
But it's cool.
We'd like to be in sync.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
Yeah. Did you make a cake or something?
Make a cake, as a matter of fact.
Is it out there?
Yeah, half of it.
Why'd you bring it in?
Because we don't really eat cake. She had a piece of it, and then the boys had a piece, and then I brought the rest in.
Nice.
You made the cake from scratch?
From scratch.
You iced it pink and everything?
Iced it pink. I'm kind of messed up the spelling on the words because like the little machine that I bought, the little air pump that writes the names and stuff, kind of didn't know how to use it, so I messed that up.
It's an air pump? It's not a squeezy?
It's like a squeezy thing, but it's got air in it, and it came out a little too hard, so I kind of messed it up.
Did she like it that you made her a cake?
She loved it!
Effort, man.
I know, man. You were so right about that. It's just effort. And instead of going and buying a little cake for her, I made it, and she loved it, and the boys thought it was really cool, too, so maybe I inspired them
to
make a cake when they get married.
To put forth effort.
Yeah.
How about that? Like the overall grand concept.
Yeah, that's how I think of things now.
Well, when are we going to know if we're going to hear about your effort?
Probably not for a bit. She had boot camp. She's in boot camp right now, so I have to check and make sure. I got her something that she was not expecting. You would never guess it in a million years. But I said to her before I gave it to her, I was like, what's the one thing you want from me?
To be missed?
Oh, now you. Now, oh, now you're going there.
Now I get
yeah,
it.
Now you're going there.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Get your bones on.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
And in Ohio.
Hi.
What's happening?
Not much. How are you?
I'm really good. You know, it's early. Had a long night last night. Not because of anything, you know, but just because it was, I went to dinner late, Valentine's night. We exchanged gifts. So it's good for me. You?
Yep. Same. Yeah. I want to thank you. I went with your idea and I made reservations at the Waffle House and surprised my husband. That's one of his favorite places to eat. And he was just totally shocked and he loved it. And it was wonderful food.
Wasn't it like no pressure and just fun?
Yes, it was perfect.
As we were leaving last night, we were talking about it. And we were like, you know what? That was awesome because it was just no pressure about the meal. It didn't have to be a fine steak. It cost a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm talking about our total meal, Valentine's meal, was like $28.
Wow.
And that was with it being marked up a little bit because it had a special Valentine's Day menu.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of like, well, her thing was, you know, next year and the year after and the year after. And I'm like, whoa. I made a joke, right? Because that scared me a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was like, next year, we'll go to Cracker Barrel. You have to, like, we go to normal places that we normally would go to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, because that's what makes it special. Just, I don't know, it was good.
I like that she's thinking about the future. I can't believe that bothered you.
It didn't bother me. I don't think that's the word. Oh. I made a joke. When do I make jokes?
When you're uncomfortable.
When I feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I made the joke, and then I was like, you know. By the way, she did say.
You can say?
Well, wait a minute. I said I would say what I got her if I got all clear.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't give me all clear, but she said my boot camp got moved to 10:15. So that's not all clear, but that she's listening. So I guess, I don't know. But you want to take any guesses what I got her?
No, you said we'll never guess it.
Exactly.
Ah.
It's almost what I would call. I'm never going to get it.
An idea.
Oh, here he is. Go ahead.
Got her a car.
A car?
Quality guess.
Did you get her a car?
Quality guess.
You didn't get her a car.
I don't know. If she says yes, I'll tell you.
I mean, in that case, a house.
Wow.
Man.
Like if we're never going to get it, a trip to space.
Wow. A time machine.
Oh, I got it.
What?
A new guitar.
I could never do that because... She's so advanced that I would just not know what to...
Mm-hmm.
I would be able to pick out the perfect time machine before I'd be able to pick out the perfect guitar for her.
A Nigerian dwarf goat.
What the...
You said we'll never get it.
I don't... This game's over.
I got one of those,
We'll talk about it later. By the way, not only that, but Craig Campbell's coming in, and he has Outskirts of Heaven, right?
Lord, when I die...
But he's coming in with his daughter Presley, and they're going to sing together. How old's Presley now?
She is, I believe, 10.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That little weed's growing right before her eyes.
Yeah, last time we saw her, she was 6. But I don't know.
It hasn't been that long. But she's going to come in and they're going to sing together. Because I was looking at Craig's Facebook last night and there was a little video of them singing together. I was like, you got to come do that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, she's totally pumped. So I even reached out to him late. And so Craig Campbell's going to come in and him and Presley are going to sing together.
Lord, when I die.
It's this song, Outskirts of Heaven. It's really good.
Outskirts of heaven.
So glad you're here.
There's dirt roads for
Thank life. You for waking up with us. You have a lot of choices. The fact that you wake up with us, we really appreciate that.
Fish in the river.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
I guess, Amy, we should talk about your Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Well, when I left yesterday...
Yeah.
Well, I guess I didn't leave. I just went for conference calls in my office. But at that point yesterday, you hadn't received anything.
No.
Did you get something in the office?
Later, but I was already at home.
Oh.
And I didn't know till I checked my email, and Toy, who works the front desk, sent me an email saying, hey, you got some flowers. But at that point, I didn't know who they were from. So I was like, can you open the card for me and tell me who they're from? So I went pretty much most of the day thinking that my husband hadn't done anything at all. And I was like, well, this is probably just payback because he learned this year through wife confessions that I don't like getting flowers, which is one of his favorite things to give. So he's probably just like, huh, if she doesn't like flowers, I guess I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, he's spite.
That's in my mind.
Okay.
I was thinking that I started building up all this stuff in my head. I'm like, okay, fine. He's not doing anything. That's great. So then I opened my email and he sent flowers.
Oh, those are the ones he sent?
Yeah.
So what did it say?
I didn't see them until this morning because I didn't come back up here. And the card just said, happy Valentine's. Couldn't help myself. Had to get you flowers, love, your husband. He put your husband.
He didn't write your husband.
Your husband.
Oh, we have to keep that on the fly in case anybody sees it.
Yeah. So I got flowers. And then I watched lots of Real Housewives. And I ate lots of chocolate.
Did you eat chocolate? That's not normally an Amy thing.
Dark chocolate.
Okay, don't act like dark chocolate is good for you. It may have some sort of antioxidant, but it's not good for you.
Better for the milk chocolate.
My point is, you eat so healthy all the time.
Oh, I ate whatever I wanted yesterday.
Yeah.
I did miss my husband, for sure. And I'm glad I thought he had sent me nothing. So then afterwards, after when I realized...
How did you not drive back up here and get them?
Because it was later and...
How later, though?
The afternoon?
Yeah, we live close to work.
Yeah, well... She said she put them at my desk. So I thought, oh, great. I'll see flowers when I get to work first thing in the morning, which I did. And they're so pretty and it's awesome. But then I regretted.
You're totally convincing me right now.
I had chocolate regret because I was like, oh, my husband did something for me. I don't know why I ate so much chocolate. But what is it about Valentine's Day? I'm really not that into it.
Oh, boy.
But then, like, it's
here we go.
Everywhere.
Here we go.
So then when you're by yourself or you weren't invited to a Galentine's Day.
Wait, did you see a Galentine's Day, like, on Snapchat your friends were doing and you weren't invited?
Yes, even one of my girlfriends stopped by the house and she's like, oh, I've got Galentine's later tonight. And she's married, but her husband's on the road or whatever. So I was like, well, okay. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. So then I wasn't even invited to Galentine's Day. I don't know. It's just weird. I didn't know Galentine's Day was a thing, but it is.
What is that? It's for a bunch of gals have Valentine's Day. I'm just assuming by the name of it, that's what it is.
Yeah,
it's
like girlfriends.
A party.
Ah, like
Galentine's.
If you're single or you're
like pillow fights.
Oh, stuff. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what they do, but it was everywhere.
I'd bet you they don't have pillow fights. That's just every guy's thought.
I know. But I told y'all I had movie night at my house and you're like, were there pillows? I'm like, what?
That's where our mind goes, right, guys?
I'm like, yep.
And real feathery pillows, too, that don't
explode,
exist.
Dude.
Yeah, that when you hit, like, puff, there you go, and feathers go
y'all
flying.
Y'all think we're, like, two or more gathered that's, like, instant pillow fight.
Yep. I'm sorry you didn't get invited to Galentine's Day. I'm happy your husband sent you something, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Me, too.
And now,
the Bobby Bones Show.
There are some great points on the phones right now. Jennifer in Gainesville, Florida, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Really good. We're talking about relationships with the in-laws. Now, you have a great point.
Yes.
Bring it.
So, I've been married to my husband for going on 8 years, and we are an Army couple. So, he and I had a very short engagement and marriage very, very quickly. So, it was kind of an awkward situation between me and my in-laws from the get-go. So thank goodness we actually had a honeymoon baby. So once the grandkids came around and they adopted names for the grandparents, which were, in my in-laws' cases, Meemaw and Peepaw, they have always been that for me to call them now, that instead of Mom and Dad. And it just makes it a lot less awkward because I feel the exact same way you do. Like, I could never call another adult Mom or Dad other than my own. And another weird thing, though, is my sister-in-law still calls her dad Daddy, and she's, like, 26 years old. And every time she does it, I want to, like, gag to myself. So that's a whole other conversation. But the in-law thing, once you have children and the grandkids can adopt a name for them, it kind of makes it a little bit less awkward. So
that's a good point. And then on to your other, where you mentioned Daddy, we've had this conversation because Eddie's kid still calls him Daddy.
Still, yeah.
And he's 9.
He's 9, and then the little one, for sure, he calls me Daddy, and he's probably going to keep calling me Daddy.
Hmm.
I'm not going to tell them, like, don't call me that, kids. Like, man up. We're older now. Call me Dad or Pops. Like, I'm just going to let them, whenever that transition happens, I'm just going to let them stop calling me Daddy. I'm sure at some point they're going to be like, okay, it's not cool.
Yeah, but also, too, I mean, she's bringing up, for me, I feel the same way when I hear older girls or women call their dad Daddy.
It's different.
I think it's different.
You think it's weird when, like, my son calls me Daddy?
No, he's a little
kid.
And
if I had a daughter, it'd be...
But here's the thing about weird. Who cares?
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to say that.
I like that.
I don't care. Whatever makes them feel good, whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah.
if you're 12 and you're calling your dad daddy, as a I should not think this because I don't I don't like gender rules and gender roles, but it is kind of weird.
It's abnormal
to call someone, because daddy seems like something you call either your sugar daddy. That's why now. That's what's in my brain now.
Yeah,
that's
what.
That's what it is, because I just have this. It's just like daddy, daddy, sugar daddy, daddy.
Yeah, daddy, Santa, daddy.
No, Santa baby.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. You know what I'm saying.
You know, I've got tons of family in Alabama, and they say mama and daddy. Like my cousin would say daddy to her dad, and she's a grown woman.
But even if it's a regional thing, like I'm from Arkansas, so I mean that's the same thing. You're on the air, Megan, in Tennessee. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Really good. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Well, regarding the the daddy thing first, I think that is definitely a regional thing, because my husband is a grown man and he calls his dad daddy still. But regarding the mother-in-law thing, I was going to say I call mine Mrs. and then, you know, her first name, because I've known her since I was a teenager. And so it's just one of those things that when you call somebody something, it just kind of sticks. And she's even made comments, you know, oh, I always wish that, you know, my daughter-in-law would call me mom, but I have a good relationship with my mom, so that's always been, like, weird. It felt like, well, but I have a mom.
Like,
it
feels like you're almost cheating on them, right?
Yeah.
Like, and let me tell you, don't cheat on your mom.
Don't. That's your mom.
Don't cheat on your mom. Hey, thank you for the call. Oh, we have to Never Gonna Get It, too, in a minute. And Craig Campbell's coming in. Oh, man, we got Judge Common Sense. Oh, we have so many things to do today. Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
1, 2, check.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. You can see my ridiculous Valentine's outfit from last night if you'd like to. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
Willie Nelson's rep said the undisclosed illness that forced him to cancel some shows was just a cold. Yes.
Really? You know what, though? By the way, I love Willie. But when you're older, a cold
is a big deal.
Yeah,
but
anything is.
I'm thankful to see that it was just a cold and not something crazy. He's recovered, feeling good, will kick off the remainder of his tour. So that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Ben Affleck already quit as the director of The Batman, and now there's a rumor going around that he wants to quit as the star of it, too. This comes from sources involved in the movie, but there's no official word.
Now, I didn't see him as Batman.
I did.
Because everybody kept saying it was so bad.
It was so bad.
Okay, Mike D is our movie guy, and he loves superheroes. Mike D answers phones for us. Hey, Mike D, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck is the Batman. Like, movie aside, how'd you feel about him as Batman?
Him as Batman, it's all right. The movie as a whole, not good.
Oh. But you were okay with another movie being made with him as Batman, as long as the movie was better.
Yeah, for sure.
But now it's maybe not.
Now it's maybe not. He stepped down as director, and now rumor has it he doesn't want to be the star.
Interesting. All right.
Maybe he'll switch to something less.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Do you know my first ever radio name?
Well, the one you used to use when you were calling as a kid?
Mm-mm. Oh. So, well, that was Bobby the Barbarian. Yeah. That's a good knowledge, though.
Yeah, no probs.
But when I first started working on college radio, and I was working at KLAZ at the same time.
Yeah.
Because they made me take Bobby Bones. That's a stupid name. Like, I don't like it. Even now, it's just who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. It's like a pirate. Arr.
No, it'd be weird if you weren't Bobby Bones.
No, it's not true.
Yeah.
But my real name's Bobby. My real last name's not Bones. I always just thought it was so fake. And, like, I always wanted to be real on the air, so it's weird to have a fake name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that being said, I was the Bob Man, like Batman, for, like, 3 weeks on college radio.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, everybody, it's the Bob Man here, KSWH.
And you definitely talk like that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
On KLAZ, I'll be like, continuous hit music, 105.9 KLAZ. Hey, everybody, it's Bobby Bones complaining.
No, you were the Bob Man.
No, KLAZ has Bobby Bones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, high five and nine, number three coming at you tonight. And that was really my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really thought that's how you're supposed to talk. And people still talk like that on the radio. I've chosen not to because I wasn't that good at it. But I'd be like, here it is, Lou Bega, Mambo number five, turn it up. Oh, it was dreadful.
Oh,
I was not good.
Yeah.
I was not a good DJ.
Oh, I used to listen to you at nights.
Yeah, you did a little bit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was okay.
I didn't really
then.
Know who, I mean, I know that I listened to you, but I didn't know you until the morning show.
Yeah. Well, Craig Campbell's coming in a bit with his daughter, Presley, who's 8, we've been told. And they're going to sing together because they were on Facebook last night doing this song a little bit.
What's up, everybody? Happy Valentine's Day.
And they start singing the Taylor Swift and Zayn song.
I don't want to live forever.
When they do it.
Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
Just want to keep calling
Oh, until you come back home.
I'm sitting eyes wide open. I don't want things done.
That's all I'm giving you right now.
So cute.
Yeah, so she's going to come in. It's been a year and a half or so since she's been into singing. So that's going to happen a little bit. That's cool. Hey, Morgan. Morgan is like the main producer of the show. For all intents and purposes, like, she's running the show. She's the boss. Are you struggling with that role, like, as a human?
No.
Because Eddie, are you the one?
Yeah, I'm the one.
Are you the rat?
Yeah. I mean, she came up to me and just asked me, like, hey, is everything cool? Like, do you still like me? And I was like,
are you having boss problems?
I feel like I have to be tougher on people.
Yeah,
and that, in a sense, is a little bit different. And it's an adjustment, I think, for all of us.
Yeah.
All of us?
Yeah.
New boss syndrome.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I told her, I of course I liked her. Like, I would let her know if I didn't like her, but I don't know. And she's just
would?
Like, yeah, of course I would.
Okay.
I mean, if I don't like you, I would be like, I don't like you.
I don't picture you doing
You're
that,
You're being
Eddie.
Mean. I don't like you. But so I just feel like maybe she's kind of having trouble, like, being hard and being liked, which necessarily isn't a bad thing, right?
No, if you're the boss, you're not the most liked person in the room. I tell you from experience. That's why I made Morgan the boss.
And not you.
I'm out.
Thanks.
I just had, like, behind the curtains of the radio show, mm-hmm. like, this is the most important thing to me, and I don't want to do, like, the little minutia stuff of it. I want to be the host, and so I was done with all the sales stuff and all the organizing, and so Morgan's like the boss now. She even tells me what to do, and so when that comes, great power comes great responsibility, like Spider-Man.
Whoa.
She's basically Spider-Man of the show.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, and also Morgan, it's weird for Morgan because one, she's the youngest of everyone here.
By like 20 years, yeah.
Yeah, she's 7. So she has that role now. And then she has men who will look at a powerful woman and go, oh, she's a, you know, and that's not a fair thing.
She's a what? Mm.
What do you think?
He censored himself.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't know what word you were censoring.
What do you think?
Like a diva?
No.
Okay.
A bad word.
I know. I'm trying to figure out which bad word.
Diva's not a bad word.
I know, but the other word for diva that would be bad?
Yeah, whatever you think, it's probably it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's an unfair representation
well,
of any strong.
Listeners in their car don't know what you just mouthed.
I
didn't even mouth it.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I don't say that word.
I know.
But it's an unfair representation of any strong woman.
Yeah.
Men automatically go to this, and some women.
They go to what?
No.
Oh my god.
Just write it down.
Amy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's so unfair. It's so unfair. That's why I just...
You wrote a letter down.
I wrote one letter.
And she got that.
And she was like, oh, yeah.
It's true. That's why I tend to not be that because I don't want to come off that way.
You tend to not...
Come off that way. I don't want to come off like a diva.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a diva. Anyway, Morgan, you're good.
Good. I'm learning day with it.
You are. You're good. I'm glad. Eddie, thanks for ratting on her.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you, Eddie.
And I want to let you know, Morgan, too, I still like you.
But there will be times you don't.
Absolutely.
And he'll tell you.
Every time you send me an email, I don't like you for a second.
He won't tell you because he didn't tell me. Sometimes I'll snap his little booty and he'll be like, I still like you. I'll be like, thank you, buddy. Who says snap his little booty?
I don't know why you just said that. That was weird. But I still like you.
Thank you, bud.
You're welcome.
I'm not the boss anymore, so.
I really like you now.
Hey, now we're best buddies. Yeah, we hang out all day long.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox, how did your Valentine's Day go?
Oh, it was great, dude. I nailed it. Home run.
I thought you said you were doing nothing.
Well, yeah, I lied to you.
Of course.
There you go.
We also said you were probably going to lie to us.
Yeah, you did. You nailed it. So I'd made dinner reservations.
What? Go ahead.
I made dinner reservations and because my wife usually gets home at 5:45, so I thought 6:15 would be perfect. Sitting at the house, waiting, get a text from her at 5:55. She goes, hey, I had a late meeting. I'll be leaving work in about 30 minutes. I was like, well, I guess you'll just meet me at the restaurant.
Wait, but she didn't know.
No, I wasn't mad. I'm just saying that's...
That sounds like a little passive-aggressive text, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because I go through the trouble of planning a surprise.
She didn't know. You can't punish someone for not following through with your surprise for them.
I understand. I'm not punishing her.
Go ahead.
And so I was like, okay, you know, we'll just meet at the restaurant. She goes, what? And I said, yeah, I made reservations. She goes, oh, I didn't know. And I'm like, yeah, that's because it's supposed to be a surprise. And so we met at the restaurant. Then we had dinner. And
what
then
kind
we
of restaurant?
Just some restaurant we never tried, one we've always wanted to try. And so I just made reservations. We went. We ate.
Cool if you picked a place that you had talked about wanting to try.
Right.
Like you had the foresight to go, we've talked about this, let's go here.
Right. Then we went home and I'd gotten her a box of Thin Mints because that's her favorite Girl Scout cookies.
Did you steal those from my Thin Mints?
Maybe I took them out of that box back there.
Yeah, it's the Girl Scout Troop 1336.
Okay, go ahead.
Then I got her I made her a homemade card.
That's cool.
Yep. And I got her a present.
Yeah.
And I got her something that she's been wanting, we've been talking about, and so she was really surprised.
Well, what was it?
You want to say?
Yeah. I got her a squatty potty.
Oh, yeah. I know what that is.
Yeah.
It's like you use the bathroom. We put your feet up so it's like better on your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
So didn't you personally want the squatty potty too?
No, she's the one that said it first, but I said, oh, yeah, it looks interesting, and so...
Oh, I thought I saw you on Twitter being like, dang, I've always wanted a squatty potty.
I meant my wife, but yeah. But yeah, my homemade card, I printed out a...
Oh. Here's the thing. What?
It's like writing on a piece of...
Well, I printed out a picture of the squatty potty, and I wrote on the front of it.
This is why I think this is great for you.
Yeah.
One, you found a restaurant that you both had talked about going to that you hadn't. That's good, because you listened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you got her something that she wanted and will use. Like,
right, it's a practical gift.
Gold star, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah! What up?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really romantic to get a squatty potty for Valentine's Day, but I thought...
But that's not the...
That's what she wanted,
I think you're missing on the romantic thing. Romantic is if you just try.
That's what I say.
Yes. Romantic is if you do something because your heart feels a certain way. It doesn't have to be flowers, or it doesn't have to be certain kinds of music. Like, sometimes that's nice.
Right.
You know, maybe you want to go learn to play the harp, and she comes home and you're, you know, in a diaper like Cupid.
That's
playing
the
harp.
Strings?
Yeah.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah. But you listen to her, and you put out effort, and that's awesome. So, gold star.
What up?
Yeah?
Yeah. Can't wait for that squatty pie to get here.
Oh, it's not here yet?
No, man, it took forever.
When did you order it, honestly?
Last week.
You did? Yeah.
Yeah, it said 3 to 6 days, and of course it's going to take 6 days.
After all that, he goes, I can't wait for it to get here.
He had to print it out and write on the card.
You're good, you know. Thumbs up. Gold star. Zach Brown Band now. Craig Campbell will be in with his daughter Presley in a little bit. She's 8. They're going to perform together on the show.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
All right, in about 3 minutes, Craig Campbell and his 8-year-old daughter Presley will come in and perform together. And this is because I just called Craig last night. I was like, I saw you guys do this on Facebook. You have to come and do it on the show. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that. The best company perks. This is interesting to me. Reebok. If you go work at Reebok,
yeah,
you get a full on-site gym. And that makes sense. It's an athletic apparel company.
Yeah.
American Express. 5 months of fully paid leave for both mothers and fathers. The father part to me was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Wow.
5 months, too. Wow, that's a lot.
In-N-Out. Employees can treat themselves to a free double-double burger and fries during each shift.
Wow.
Listen, I went to In-N-Out after my stand-up comedy show in Northern California on Saturday night. I was watching the guy put the potatoes in to make the fries. Because they make the fries right in front of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had it down. Like, chunk of potato. Woo, chunk. I was like, that's a skill. This dude's been here for a while.
Yeah.
Google provides the surviving spouse of a deceased employee 50% of their salary for the next 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So if, like, your husband's working for Google, he happens to die, you get half their salary for 10 years.
Wow.
Salesforce, employees receive 6 days of paid volunteer time off, and they get $1,000 a year to donate to a charity of their choice. Those are stuff. What would you say that our perks are of this job? Because I'm going to say free concert tickets.
Yes. Yeah, access to certain things that other people would be like, what? That's crazy.
The ability to get to have Garth Brooks come and play the guitar right beside you.
Yeah.
And come on stage and sing with you.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. Perks on Fox.
You get treated, like, you can get into a restaurant sometimes if you drop names. Like, if there's a wait, you say, hey, what up, you know, where I'm from. And you can try it with speeding tickets, things like that.
Yeah, I don't do those two, though.
But I'm saying you can, though. Being famous, you have different perks.
I don't consider us famous.
Yeah, me neither.
I consider us mildly popular in certain regions.
And I recently waited like 45 minutes to get a table for something.
Well, you didn't drop your name. That's
they probably
the
made you wait longer because they knew you were. Yeah, that's the difference there.
I tell you one thing. We don't have good chairs.
Can we get some good chairs?
I mean, please. Can a guy get a chair around here?
Listen to this. Listen to mine.
Because everything we just listed is sort of a perk of what we do. It's not like something our company's offering us.
Yes. Listen to mine when I sit in it.
Oh, man. You got to fix that.
Yeah. God. I mean, basically, I'm sitting on two pieces of lumber attached to a nail. I've been asking for a chair for a year, Amy.
Yeah.
And then you guys jumped on the bandwagon. Like, I could also use a chair, but that's okay.
Well, I need something with lower lumbar support.
Big Daddy needs a chair first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need armrest.
Oh, no, everybody stop.
I need a recliner.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, man.
What if can we get microphones that, like, Garth Brooks wears, where it's like a headset?
What? Oh, gosh. So we can do other things?
No, we don't have to.
No, she can't do anything else.
Right.
Amy sits over there on her computer and doodles and shops all
Whoa,
show.
Don't shop. I haven't shopped in a long time.
What'd you find her doing recently?
Well, no, it was that I busted him.
Clothes.
Don't bring me back into it. Mm-mm.
Shoes.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm going to tell you, Amy.
Eddie was gambling.
Eddie was gambling during the show.
Yeah, okay,
he was
waiting to bring this up.
I walked by Eddie's computer and he's gambling during the show.
Yep. Gambling. Yeah,
I had a deadline. I was just trying to put a quick.
You guys
bet
have
in.
To move. Craig Hamill's going to sit in your chair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
A minute.
Oh.
See, if you had a portable headset microphone, you could move and still talk. Like, hey, guys.
That's funny.
But it's embarrassing celebrities have to sit in these chairs.
I got to go to the restroom, but it's okay. We're live on the air.
You hear Amy? Boosh. Flush. Okay. Craig Hamill's coming in.
Okay.
And his wife, his daughter, Presley.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Bobby Bones.
All right, we're going to go, and Craig Campbell's going to come in, and he's going to play with Presley. Yeah, bring them on in. If they are here, bring them in. I'm going to go Facebook Live as well. So we'll do it on our Facebook page. Hey!
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Come on. Hey, Presley! Hey, come on. Craig, you sit there. Presley, you can sit right there next to your dad. I was watching Craig Campbell's Facebook page last night. And I hope I don't wake you up. Like, I don't know if you were asleep or not.
When?
Last night.
Oh, no. We tell him where we were last night.
We were at
the
melting pot.
Oh, the melting pot.
Yeah, you went to the melting pot where you, like, put the stuff in the bowl? Yeah? We're on the air. Yeah, you guys have
seen. Oh, we're on the air.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're on the air. And Presley, some headphones for you right there. You want to put those on? And Craig, good to see you again. Are you good, Presley? Yeah?
She's excited.
I saw you on Facebook. I thought you did a really good job. You're good. You can talk.
What?
You need help?
You need help? With your headphones?
Mm-mm.
No?
Who's Eddie?
Eddie's right there.
That's me.
That's Eddie right there.
Hi, Presley.
I'm 8.
You're 8? I know, you're not 10.
He said you were 10 earlier. Did you hear him?
Yeah, we were listening on the way to...
Who's Eddie? Eddie, like, she came in Eddie? With a bone to pick.
Yeah, I know, I saw that.
Which one of you is Eddie?
So you guys had like a family Valentine's dinner last night?
We went to the melting pot. I'd actually never been.
Oh, it's the best, right?
It's the craziest thing.
It takes a bit, but I mean, they bring you stuff and you did you? Hey, Presley, did you dip stuff into chocolate at the end? Did you do that one? Mm-hmm. It's
that
good,
was,
huh?
That was the best.
Yeah,
that was my favorite part.
You take like the cake and you put it in there.
Yeah, oh, it was so good.
Presley, how's school, by the way?
Good.
Yeah, what grade are you in?
Third.
How's it going? What are you learning right now in third grade?
Times.
Yeah. Do you have to memorize multiplication tables?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know them yet? No. What number are you on? Do you know 4 times 4?
No.
It's 16. You'll get it. That's tough. Those were tough for me, too. Whenever you sing with your dad, is that fun for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're a pretty good singer. Do you know that?
No.
Oh, you are. You're a really good singer, actually. I was watching last night, and so did he tell you I texted him last night? I was like, guess you come up? You didn't know? When did you know you were coming up here?
I told you last night when we got home.
Yeah, in the car.
Yeah? Is that exciting to you, or were you like, oh, no?
It was exciting.
That's good. Yeah. Hey, Eddie, will you fix our mic and pull that to her just a little bit? Thank you. So, do you want to be a singer, Preston, when you grow up, or what do you want to do? Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? Just learn those multiplication tables, figure it out after that. You know what I mean? You went to school today?
Yeah, I just had to go to an orthodontist and then go to school.
How's that? You like the orthodontist? You do? Man, I had a bunch of work done to my mouth. I'm a big baby. Like, I would leave there, like my mouth would not be numb. I guess you don't have that, huh?
She likes it because they let her switch the colors out of her rubber bands every time she goes. She gets a new color every time.
Everything else good in your life, Presley? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're proud of your dad. He's got a really good song, Outskirts of Heaven. Do you know it? Mm-hmm. Does he sing? Does your dad ever sing around the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. All right. So
she's so cute.
Here's what we're gonna do. I would like, if you guys don't mind, I would like for you to play this song. What's the song, Presley, that you guys are gonna sing?
I Don't Want to Live Forever.
Bye.
Taylor Swift and Zayn.
From now, he's not from One Direction anymore, but he used to be, right? Same guy or no?
I don't know.
You don't know? You just let me know you like the song. Okay. All right. Presley is here with her dad, some country singer named Craig Campbell. But I saw this on Facebook and I asked them to come in, and now they're going to perform live for us. So, ladies and gentlemen, clap your hands for Craig Campbell and Presley.
Whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, 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 oh. Been sitting eyes wide open behind these four walls, hoping you'll call. It's just a cruel existence, like it's no point hoping at all. Baby, baby, I feel crazy all night, all night and every day. You give me something, but you say nothing. What is happening to me? I don't wanna live forever.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Dang, Presley, you can sing really good now. Like, remember? Do you remember last? Remember last time you came in, and you did "Let It Go," and it was really good. And now you're getting to be like a really good singer.
Yeah, whenever I sang "Let It Go," I did like a, it was like, I went like, it was like, I don't know, but it was like, I don't know what to say. It was just like,
it was a long time ago.
Yeah,
your
but
you think
whenever,
your voice has changed a little
whenever
bit.
Whenever I said, go away and slam the door, I kind of did like a, ooh, it was like, it did like a
like
weird
a run?
Voice. Like I went up and then down, and it like freaked,
Are you still freaking yourself out over it now?
Yeah.
She's critiquing her last performance.
I probably shouldn't have, she wanted to see it this morning on the way to town, so I maybe shouldn't have, let her, because she critiques herself, she does.
Well, you are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, man, you could be a singer. You already could be a singer. That's really good. Well, I'm glad you get to come in. I hope the orthodontist goes good today. And the times tables, if you need help, let me know. I'm pretty good at those too now. I'm pretty good. Like, ask me any of them. Go ahead. Presley, ask me any times table.
Ask him.
Come on. Give me something.
Andy, just pick a number.
Any of them. I do. I know all of them.
18.
Nope. Don't know that one. Nope. Of course you're going to go there. No, 18 times 2, 36.
No, 18 times 5.
Ooh.
Just
36, 72.
90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah! Look at me!
You're fast. No,
Presley, you did fantastic. You're a star. And do good in school, first and foremost. Would you like to say? Go ahead.
Is 3 times 3 9?
It is.
It is.
That's 9.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. See there?
What's 3 times 4, though?
You know it.
You do.
She
3 times 3 is 9. Add one more 3 to it.
15?
12. Close. 3 times 5 is 15.
Cause,
you'll get it.
Is 4 times 4 16?
It is.
Because 4 minus 1 equals 3, so I just...
You got it. You're on the right track with that. You're on the right track with that. All right. Good luck. Craig, good to see you, bud.
Man, good to see you guys. Thank you for having Presley on.
This is like the Presley show. All right, you guys have a good day, and we'll catch up with you guys soon. Craig Campbell and Presley, all right.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Mm. time did you go to bed last night, you think?
8. I know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
But you couldn't have been sad. You got any flowers from your husband.
I ended up, yeah. Eventually, I found out he sent me flowers. But I was good. I was ready to go. I kind of went to bed at 8. I'm sure you were just in the middle of your Valentine's.
Oh, right, don't be a hater. Oh, I hear a hater tone.
How was your night?
It
for real.
It was 8.9.
That's high.
That's really high, yeah.
Especially for you.
Yeah, and we made a reservation at Waffle House for 6:30 because they were doing a Valentine's thing. I didn't know people would be there. Packed. And it was all of our listeners, too, which was awesome because they said they had reservations, but they really didn't do reservations. You just kind of got there and waited in line. Mm-hmm. So we just hung out and talked and took pictures and, you know, it was cool. And so we did that, and then we ate. And the good thing was we got in and out of the eating part because we probably didn't get it at 7:15. We were out of there by 8 o'clock.
Wow.
And then we went back and, you know, I gave her a gift during dinner.
Wow, at the Waffle House.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what was it?
That's how I roll. Well, here's the thing. I asked her, I said, what's the one thing you want from me? That's what I said before I handed it to her. Mm-hmm. That's how confident I was. But it was way like out of left field because it could have been a bomb. But I was confident that she wants this from me. Did she want it at Valentine's Day? That was the question.
Ooh.
What do you think is the one thing she wanted from me?
Your heart.
Okay. Come on.
On a platter.
Wait, what?
Not like that, but
no,
you know what I mean.
So she...
Like, if figuratively you were to give her your heart, like a... I'm trying to picture you what you would give her while you're at the restaurant.
And I thought about it, because I started planning about a month and a half ago, like, what I was going to do. I enjoy days that are specifically meant to show that it, whatever it is, Christmas, Valentine's Day, anniversary type things, because it's a challenge for me to impress. Like, I love doing things for people.
Okay.
And so I was like, man, what can I do? So I had like 3 or 4 things in my mind I was going to do. And then finally, she texted me about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a joke. You're making fun of me on the air. And she agreed with you and you made fun of me.
Oh, no.
About not being able to, like, let my feelings out.
Sure, yeah.
Because that's the thing you do, you know? You just give me a hard time. And
well, in love... I'm not, like, ragging on you.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay.
Hardcore, okay.
So I gave her, I had an envelope, and on the envelope I wrote the word communication and underlined it.
Oh, wow.
And I wrote her a 2-page letter that was, like, basically a love letter.
Yeah.
That I've never done that before. And it just said a bunch of stuff.
That's solid.
And she started crying at the Waffle House.
I would, too.
And I was like, don't cry at the Waffle House.
Wow. Dang. That is legit, especially coming from you. I would cry too. Like if you did that for me as like a coworker, I'd cry.
You know, me too. I would cry too.
Relax.
If you like
Relax.
Communicated with me and put all your feelings about my job and our friendship on a piece of paper, I'd cry. That is great.
It was hard for me to do.
I'm sure it was.
It was hard. It was hard.
Wow. So when did you start writing it? How long did it take you to write? For real?
I wrote like 9 drafts, probably.
9 drafts?
And it was 2 pages, handwritten. And I just gave it to her.
Double space.
I'm just kidding. It's handwritten.
I'm joking. Well, you can go every other line.
They didn't have lines on the paper.
Oh, no. I'm picturing like
school notes. It wasn't 4th grade. No,
sorry,
no,
that's
no,
the
no.
last time I wrote like a...
so, no, that was the gift. And I dressed up.
Yeah,
you know, I just wanted to show effort. I just wanted to show her that I cared. So I had on black slacks and a white button-up shirt, and I put a black bow tie on, mm-hmm. and a top hat, and a cane, and I was like, it's time for our Valentine's Day celebration! And
that's cute.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a really good night. And then,
wow. I mean, you really did... I mean, you spent $28 on your... This is just proof that Valentine's does not have to be super expensive. You spent $28 on your meal at Waffle House, and you gave her basically... A love letter. You gave her the gift of communication, which handwriting's free, you know?
It is free.
Words are free.
That was a tough one for me. And it would have just been easier to buy her something. To me, it has been easier to buy her something.
For sure, but I like that you challenged yourself.
I did challenge myself. And it felt awkward as she was reading it because I was like, oh, she's going to look me in the eyes after she's done and it's going to be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But I just sat there and took it like a man.
So did she cry and then she thanked you and then y'all moved on, or did y'all talk about it? Like, if you dissected the letter?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were also in the middle of Waffle House, and it was packed, and there were a ton of listeners, and she was crying, and I was like, oh, I should have waited after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And because we've been hanging out with these people, and now all of a sudden she's crying, it looks like it's something mean to her.
Right. And you're like, no, it's not mean,
no,
it's awful.
I'm just oddly being sweet right now, guys, relax. So, Yeah, and then we went back to, and her gift was too big. So we went back to my house because I picked her up at her house. And I did the whole thing. Picked her up. You know, I wanted it to be like a real date. Even though we've been together almost 8 months now, I wanted it to be like a almost like a first date, like a special night.
Right.
So, but we went back to my house, and it was this big box. It's probably 3 feet by 4 foot, and it was thin. It was very light. I didn't know what it was. It wasn't a picture. I thought it was a picture at first. And I opened it, and I posted a picture on my Instagram on what it is. But it's a drumhead cover that's the Raging Idiots drumhead cover.
Cute.
Because our drummer just plays a regular drum set, but you can just, you can put a drumhead over it, and it says the name. Like, you know, when you see the Foo Fighters, they have that FF on there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's so creative.
And it's red, because everything I do is red.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was good. And then we watched an episode of The Office and worked on the show and fell asleep. And
sounds pretty awesome.
It was good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was legit.
It was legit. It was it was weird, a weird vulnerable brief period there for me.
You feel good about it though.
I still feel a little naked. Like I'm naked and people are looking right in my spot.
That's a good place to be.
Is it?
Yeah. I think being vulnerable is awesome.
Yeah, it's tough for
me. It's hard though, and I get it. So I mean, that, you know what though? That makes it that much more special. Some people being vulnerable isn't that hard. But to for her to know how difficult it is for you, that makes it like times 100.
I wrote that too, and I wrote little notes in the, I mean, I wrote little jokes in the email, to the email, the whatever I wrote, the handwritten letter.
To deflect.
I mean, I have the handwriting of a maybe an 8-year-old. I mean, a strong 8-year-old, but still, maybe like an average 9-year-old.
Ahead of their years.
You know.
But still 9.
Yeah. It was really a good night, though.
That's awesome.
It stormed last night, so he just had not a good night. So both of us at one point woke up and took care of the dog. And I put this baby gate up so he can't pee in the closet anymore.
Right.
Peed on the gate last night.
No way. He's like, I'll show you.
He's like, you know what? I see your gate and I raise you. Psst.
He raises his leg and he's like,
right
on, how I feel about
right
that.
On it. And I was just like, you know, but he was scared. The storm scared him. He's also 13. How mad can I be?
No,
I've been with that dog 13 years.
Yeah.
So, and you've been with that long longer than you've been married to your wife.
Yeah, that's weird.
But let me say this to you guys, too. Amy, by the way, her husband sent her flowers. She didn't know until later, so she was kind of feeling kind of like, oh, man, I wish I had Valentine's Day. Then you get some flowers from far away.
And since he knows I don't like flowers, but he still did it as kind of like a joke, I guess I kind of like them. It's weird.
Yeah?
It's weird now. I appreciate
Mind
them.
Games?
Mind games. Yeah. Mind games, yeah.
Lunchbox did a good job because he listened to his wife. And they went to a restaurant they had been talking about. She didn't know.
She had no idea.
They had been talking about going. He took her there, and he also got her a gift that she'd been asking for, a squatty potty. It wasn't in yet, but it's going to be here. But you still...
Right, it's going to be here.
It's coming in the mail.
Eddie baked his wife a cake.
Yeah.
And the wife. And you have the kids. You have two kids.
Yep. Put them to bed, and then we watch TV. And
oh, you haven't talked about this part. I know you baked them a cake, but then...
And I guess we have a tradition now. We go get sushi from a certain place, and I go pick it up, and then we have a picnic in our living room. We've been doing it for the last 3 years, and I didn't realize it. I'm like, babe, this is our tradition. We just started one.
So that's what you did? You had sushi last night?
We had sushi.
What did the kids eat?
Oh, they had their mac and cheese and whatever, sweet potato. And then they went to bed. And then it's like, all right, guys. And then you kind of give them like a 10-minute bedtime, like, all right, check on them. They're asleep. Let's go.
What'd you watch? What'd you guys watch?
Oh, we finished the OA and then
the whole season?
We did. We're done with the whole season.
Wow.
What would you say to people thinking about starting that show?
You have to watch it. It's really good.
It's on Netflix. It's called the OA. Okay.
Yeah. And be patient with it because it's there are a lot of questions at the beginning, but it's great. And then we got all caught up with This Is Us. Yeah. And that kind of gave me the idea too because they talked about traditions in the show. And I said, that's so weird. This is our tradition. We watch TV and we picnic with sushi every Valentine's Day. I like it. But the whole cake thing, that's new, and I might start that one every year.
Yeah, I think you have to. Throw it in the mix.
Yeah.
Next year, go wild.
A big cake.
And then pop out of it.
Yes!
With a bow and arrow and a diaper on.
Yeah. Yes!
It was a good Valentine's Day. Yeah, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it.
Let's go!
Bobby Bones!
The Bobby Bones Show.
1, 2, check.
The deadliest mammal on Earth is the blank.
The killer whale.
Lunchbox, what do you think?
Not sure what a mammal is, so I'll go with tiger.
Generally speaking, just generally, mammals have hair.
Not everyone, but that's just the general rule.
Okay, well, tiger has hair.
Very good. Eddie.
The deadliest, a gorilla.
Okay, this animal kills 3,000 people annually.
Oh,
3,000 people.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I got it.
It's the top of the list. Kills 3,000 people annually. Go ahead. None of you are right, by the way.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, so a furry, warm-blooded... I know it's the whale. I'm not right. A whale is a mammal, right?
It is. It is.
Yes.
But you can't know it's the whale if I said it was wrong.
She's arguing. No, I know it's the whale. No, it's all right.
Lunchbox.
A rat.
Your logic being?
Because not a lot of people are around tigers, and a lot of people are around rats. A lot of people have rats in their houses and stores in the streets. So I went with rats. Dirty old rats.
Possums.
The answer is a hippopotamus.
What?
Kills hair.
The hairy hippopotamus.
I said as a general rule.
You're right. But yeah,
that's how I learned it as a kid. Like, does it have hair? It's a mammal.
I was close. Hippos like water.
Okay.
Like whales.
The second deadliest is the buffalo.
What?
Oh no.
The buffalo.
Followed by lions. And number four is deer.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Probably mostly car wrecks.
Yes.
People hitting them, and then elephants at five. So it's all like crazy stuff except for deer.
Wow.
When we're just plowing into those things.
The hippo, huh? Kills how many people a year?
3,000.
3,000?
People. Yeah. Don't mess with them.
These drunk dudes were arrested because they went through McDonald's on a sofa. They had built an ATV sofa.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why'd they get arrested for that?
Because they were drunk. And they were driving an ATV sofa. The driver of the four-wheeler took off after the officer turned on the lights. And stranded the two intoxicated men on the couch at the restaurant. Like, unattached them and drove off, apparently. The driver raced through the parking lot, and I guess he didn't get away in the end because his buddy told on him, of course. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're sharing a drunk couch being drugged by an ATV with someone, that person's probably going to tell on you if he gets in a bad situation.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
You know, those aren't your do-or-die boys most of the time.
Oh, not. Really?
Yeah, you don't get hammered and go ride your do-or-dies on an ATV drunken couch. So... And there's that. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. We'll talk about Alanis Morissette in a second. She got all of her jewelry stolen. Millions of dollars.
Crazy.
Did you see the story?
I did.
Okay, that's coming up in a second. Friday, Charlie Warsham's coming in. Tomorrow's Throwback Thursday. The most expensive cup of coffee in the world is now $18 for one cup of coffee. It's in New York City. It's at a place called Extraction Lab. They use steam and computer-powered vacuums to produce pure high-end coffee.
Wow.
Now, I believe you could just put a bunch of springs... and a computer and go, we're making crazy coffee and charge $20 for it, and people would buy it.
Right.
I do believe that. Mm-hmm. People just like to think they're having the best stuff.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
You go buy one cup of $18 coffee?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if I'm in New York, I'm on vacation doing crazy things, I might, you know, test it out. Because I can write that off.
I can't even. The $6 thing at Starbucks, I couldn't even do anymore. Because I'm like, what a waste. Maybe once a week.
Uh-huh.
And again, I'm not so much into coffee, but I was having the... dirty chai latte.
Yeah.
Even $6. People in their coffee. I don't think it's going to last. This and that internet, two things I do not believe have long term. Oh, man. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. I went and did yoga yesterday, and so the room was packed, and no one put their mat beside me. It's the same feeling I get when because I fly Southwest all the time. No one ever sits beside me in Southwest. What is it about me? Do I smell bad?
Nope.
Is there something that is just... Because the room was packed, yet no one picked a spot next to me.
Could it be that at yoga you look a little intimidating in your workout gear?
That no one sits beside me on the airplane either.
Okay.
Do I look intimidating in my airplane gear?
No, you don't look intimidating at all. I have no idea.
Then, let me give you this. Mm-hmm. We start doing this thing, and you're like, okay, get a partner, right? And I was like, I don't know anybody in this class. Mm-hmm. And nobody wanted to be my partner. And so there was somebody else on the front who didn't have a partner. And we were all just looking around and they were like, okay, you two. And they made her walk all the way back to the back of the room to be my partner. And we were like the two. It felt like seventh grade again.
Stare at each other in the eyes for 2 minutes?
No, we didn't. Oh. We had to hold each other's feet up like handstands.
Oh, cool.
And I was disgusting. And my leg, because it was hot yoga, my legs kept slipping out of her hands.
Oh.
It was like I was a bar of soap.
Mm.
And I was gross, and she didn't want to be my partner. Nobody wanted to be my partner. I'm What's sorry. Wrong with me?
I don't know. I'd be your partner, but you don't want me to go to yoga.
You're too good.
I saw your Snapchat. Hey, me, I'm at yoga. You're not
I gave you a shout out.
Well, Yeah, sort of. You're like, hey, I'm at yoga, but I'm not telling you where I am, so you can't show up.
That's true. I gave you a shout out. Yeah, look at me. The top thing you look for in a partner. What do you think people say? Number one.
Number one. Okay. I'm going to go deeper than looks here and be like, faith.
Nope. Good looking.
Oh, really? I was going to say like common faith background.
Mm.
What's number two?
Number two, slender body.
Okay, what's number three?
Good job.
Oh.
Shallow.
Okay, number four?
There are no more.
So you want a good-looking, skinny...
A good-looking, skinny person with a
person.
Good job. I don't think it has to be a rich person,
true,
but...
True, true. That stable has a job, yeah.
But with a good job, yeah. You're on the air, Corey in Boston. How are you?
Hi, Bobby. Good. How are you?
Great.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so I actually wanted to comment on your Valentine's Day experience, and let's call it love letter, if I can.
Sure.
So I know that as women, we all require love differently. We all need to be shown love differently. But for me, I need some sort of romance. And my husband, as sweet as he is, he's just the furthest thing from it. And I remember sitting him down and having a conversation and just kind of saying, you know, in our marriage, I kind of need more romance from you. And, you know, he said, well, if I was rich, you know, I would do things for you. And, you know, I'd take you on a boat. I remember him saying, I'd take you on a boat and all the things. And I said, he doesn't get it. You know, he doesn't get that romance does not cost anything, that I would love nothing more than for him to just, like, write down his feelings and tell me how much he cares about me and write me a love letter. So I just think you totally nailed it and you get it. And, you know, I can only speak for myself, but that is the best way to show, you know, to me, I think, love or whatever form of feelings you're trying to express. I think you nailed it.
Well, I appreciate that. I think for me, though, it wasn't that I was good. It wasn't. I just don't do that well. I'm probably like your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do other things. Like, what do you have? The love languages?
Yeah.
Mine is gestures. It's mm-hmm. definitely not words or communication.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's. And I saw her post on her Instagram, the letter I gave her.
Yeah.
It said, cute. It's a big letter. I wrote communication on it, underlined it. And again, it looks like an 8-year-old wrote it. But, you know, I try. Sometimes I fail, but I always try. Alanis Morissette got robbed. She lives in Brentwood in L.A., and they stole $2 million worth of her jewelry.
Crazy.
Nobody was home. Nobody got hurt. But the jewelry was the jewelry she was showing off on Instagram. Like, she posts pictures of her and all this jewelry, and like, so they knew kind of what they were going in for.
Wow.
Crazy, right? I have for you the top three Alanis Morissette songs, in my opinion.
Okay.
Number three, Alanis Morissette, ironic.
It's like crazy.
When this song came out, I was like, this is one of the deepest songs ever heard. I was like, dang. Number two, Head Over Feet.
You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alone if I fall. Head over feet.
The video was shot in one take. It's just her face singing the song. It's really cool. And number one, best Atlanta song ever? Come on. What you got? It's
Jagged Little Pill.
That's an album.
Oh. Yeah. That's the album.
That's the great
no
album.
Song on like, called on?
There could be, but it was never a single.
Oh, okay. Well.
Hand in my pocket. Long enough.
And what it all comes down to.
Peace sign, high five. But yes, Lunchbox.
She made enough money to have that much jewelry?
I don't know how much money she's made. Like, I don't. I mean, Google Alanis Morissette net worth.
Okay.
Because that's what sticks out to me is that she had that much jewelry, and I think.
She made a lot of money, but yeah. Again, I don't know. I wonder what her net worth is there.
There we go. $45
million. There you go.
Yeah. Wow. She's doing
pretty good. Yeah, she can eat.
Good.
Yeah,
probably... But isn't it ironic that she posted her it's on like Instagram and then got robbed?
Yeah. Yep. It's like jewelry on your Instagram. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, well, that stinks for her. Lunchbox went and took over the PA at Barnes & Noble.
Yep.
Do you not... Seriously, do you not think they're going to arrest you at some point? Because I would be scared to do this.
No, this time I just told them because someone was manning the station I did the last time. So I saw someone go in a back room, like a little door. So yeah. I just knocked on it and said I was the new guy. And they told me I needed to make an announcement.
You lied to them and said you worked at Barnes & Noble?
So I was the new guy. Didn't say I worked there. I just said I'm a new guy.
Whatever you have to do this stuff, I don't have it. His lunch break, he's just good. And you've been arrested before. You've been put in jail before.
I have.
Yet.
Ah, man, look, it's just life.
So he goes out yesterday, and he looks for reasons to get on the PA.
Yeah.
And
he goes to Barnes & Noble because my paperback came out yesterday. And so I have not listened to it. I started it. Were you guys in here a minute ago when I started it? I had to stop it because it made me feel uncomfortable. I started listening. I was like, ooh, I'm feeling uncomfortable. So this, I haven't heard this yet. Lunchbox on the PA at Barnes & Noble after he lies and says he's a new guy.
Hello, attention Barnes & Noble's guests. I just wanted to let you know today is a great day. It's Valentine's Day. Yay! And also, Bare Bones by Bobby Bones. You don't have to shop anymore. Whatever you're doing, just head over there, get Bare Bones, and it's the perfect Valentine's gift. You don't need to get flowers. Just buy Bare Bones. It's out on paperback. And once again, have a great day. Thank you for shopping at Barnes & Noble, and have a very happy Valentine's Day. Thank you. And don't forget, it's called Bare Bones by Bobby Bones. Thank you. That's Bare Bones by Bobby Bones. Have a great day.
And then what do you do when it's over?
All right, thank you.
No. Like, do you just hang the phone up and walk around, just walk out of the store or what?
Yeah. Girl's just sitting right there at the desk. She didn't care.
Wow. I mean, you talked for a long time.
Yeah, and he just kept saying the same thing. My favorite, I want to play back just the first part of it, because he does like a happy Valentine's Day, and you expect somebody to be like, woo! But they don't really.
Yeah, so there's nothing.
It's kind of awkward. Here, hold on.
Hello, attention.
By the way, clear your throat.
Yeah. No, that was the speaker.
No, you got like a loogie in your chest. I heard it.
Hello, attention Barnes & Noble's guests. I just wanted to let you know today is a great day. It's Valentine's Day. Yay! And
yay! He has to go fake yay and then also there's silence after it too. Yay. It's Valentine's Day. Yay! Okay, anyway. Yes, Nada.
Well, I'm looking at the video that...
There's a video.
Ray took it.
They let him into the back office. Like, this isn't just a phone in the front of the store.
Oh, I thought it was just grab your phone and a pole.
No, I told you I was a new guy. I saw some guy... Because someone was manning the station that I did it last time.
Oh,
there was someone sitting there, and I was like, man, I don't know how to get rid of this girl. So I went. I saw some employee go in this little door, and they had to type in a code, so I just knocked on the door.
Like, you go to jail for that.
No. They let me in. I didn't force my way.
Well, I appreciate the plug.
Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable, like, hearing that,
You should
though.
Check sales numbers at that Barnes & Noble.
Oh, I forgot. And I got a picture of it. It was the featured title.
Really?
Got it. It was a side cap or whatever you call that.
End cap.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. I'd rather you not do that but not go to jail. You know what I mean?
Wait, you'd rather me not do that
Without the risk of you. I appreciate you doing that because you got out okay.
Right. Well, if I saw trouble on the horizon, I'd leave.
Okay.
But I felt like, you know,
on the run.
Then you'd be on the land.
No,
we don't need that.
Look, bare bones. Look at that.
That is cool. Wow. Well, thank you for that.
Bobby Bones. This is the Bobby Bones.
My girlfriend went out yesterday and gave candy. I didn't know she was doing this. Gave chocolate candies to police officers.
Yeah, like heart boxes, like Valentine's
boxes. Did you
see it? I did. I watched the whole video. It was super cool. She went all over, and just anytime she saw an officer, and it totally
bright. She went to police stations, what she told me.
Well, true, yes. But, I mean, various stops around town. It's not like she just went to one. So, and some of them were inside working. Some of them were just outside at their car. And she's like, hey, excuse me. And it just brightened their day. Like, you could see in their face, they were truly appreciative.
Hey, guys, it's Valentine's Day. And so I thought I'd spread some love and some chocolates to some police officers. We're at the Midtown Hills Police Center, and I have a lot of chocolate in my car. I'm an artist in town. I'm Lindsay Gale. I just want to say thank you so much for everything you do. And it's Valentine's Day, and I'm offering you guys this.
How are you?
So thank you so much.
That is too sweet. Thank you.
Pretty cool, right?
Man. Yeah, I was like, man, Bobby got a good one.
Well, everybody, you know what? I posted, everybody's like, don't screw this one up. That was everybody's comment on that. Yeah, it was sweet.
Bobby Bones Show.
So, Spanx makes yoga pants.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with Spanx. I know Lunchbox just does not think Spanx are the truth.
I think they're lying. It's false advertisement.
Like, yeah, the Spanx that women wear under dresses or pants or whatever. Yeah, Lunchbox isn't into them, even though I love Spanx. Most women do.
I have no problem with Spanx. Mm-hmm.
If you're dating someone and or you see someone at a bar and, you know, you're like, okay, let's go, you know, and then you get home and she takes the Spanx off and there's a lot more than met the eye. You're a little disappointed. It's false advertising. Companies can't do that, so I don't think women should be allowed to do that.
Oh, my goodness. I think that they're great. Clearly, she's doing something right. The Spanx creator, founder, CEO is like a bajillionaire.
I'm trying to think, what does Lunchbox do?
That's false advertising?
It may be false advertising. I think we all do in a way. Like, for me, I would never judge someone for getting any sort of plastic surgery. My teeth are fake. I got these 5 teeth.
Mm-hmm.
My teeth were so jacked up that I went and had them fixed. So yeah. I've done things to me. I would never, I just can't.
I mean, look at me. What you see is what you get.
That's true.
All real teeth, all real hair, all real ears. My armpit hair had never been trimmed. I mean, it's all real.
I guess at least you have a point coming from that side.
Yeah.
I don't agree with your point. I think if you want to wear Spanx. But
yeah, but now Spanx has activewear, so it's like, whoa, I'm looking at their stuff, and it's pretty cute. And I'm like, these are probably the most amazing yoga pants ever. They probably hold you in all the right places, and you look awesome.
Does that mean the pants are extra tight, though?
Yeah, and whatever material they use is clearly awesome. I mean, you're definitely... They're going to be expensive. That's why I haven't ordered any yet. But I'm so tempted to because I'm like, woo. I mean, even for me, it'd be deceiving. Like, I might look in the mirror and be like, dang, I'm looking good. This yoga's paying off. But then I take the pants off.
Boing.
And I'm like, oh, wait, maybe I need to go back to yoga.
Your thoughts on this, the outerwear Lunchbox?
That's going to be another thing. Women are going to see themselves in their outerwear.
Now you're
like,
about
oh,
it.
Man, I look good. I can eat that piece of cake. And whoa, you know, like, there's a reason you bought the Spanx brand because you're trying to hide something.
I picture you putting on the Spanx to work out the activewear, and like you show up and you look in the mirror and you're like, dang, I don't even need to work out.
Until you go home.
So then you like leave class. But I'm going to try it. I think I'm going to order some just to test them out. Give a review.
Just to test them out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel bad for your husband.
Why?
Because you're lying to him.
No. What if your wife's like, hey, I want to wear Spanx?
I tell her no.
No.
Yeah, I tell her
no. But you already know everything about her. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So why is she trying to wear Spanx?
Just,
I already know what she's got.
She should feel, if it helps her feel more confident, let her do her.
I just don't think she needs it.
Okay.
That's why, because
nice.
She's beautiful just the way she is. Yeah, about that one.
All right, how about
the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Did you hear about this Taco Bell in Virginia? They were going to open it, then they said not to open it.
No, I don't know anything about it.
This must be the greatest, safest town ever. Residents of Alexandria, Virginia, feared that a Taco Bell would bring riffraff, so they're not going to let it open.
Oh, okay.
Riff-raff. I love Taco Bell. Taco Bell's not where riffraff goes. Taco Bell's where riffraff goes to eat and stay out of trouble.
Wow. I almost lived there.
You almost lived?
Alexandria.
Oh, they meant Taco Bell.
Yeah, no.
I almost did in college, too.
No, but wow.
Yeah, they feared that the Duke Street Taco Bell would bring loiterers and riffraff. One resident cited lack of forks as another location, as another reason.
Lack of forks.
They didn't
forks.
Have enough forks.
Okay.
But if you're not having a Taco Bell, like, that's crazy. Soon you'll have to charge your phone once every 3 months.
That would be amazing.
How awesome would that be?
How
awesome.
Is that possible?
Researchers at the University of Michigan and Cornell have engineered a special material with a huge word, and they say that it's great for the environment and manufacturers. It will allow computers and phones to operate using a few quick pulses rather than a constant stream.
Wow.
So instead of using a lot of energy... That's the bad thing about, because I have one of these new iPhones where you don't have the headphone plug in.
Yeah.
Having a wireless, you always have to keep headphones charged. Mm-hmm. It's the most stinkiest thing of all.
Right.
Is that things always got, everything to be charged all the time. My computer's got to be charged. My phone's got to be charged. My headphones got to be charged.
Yeah, but with that, this new invention, every 3 months.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.